Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. A new law takes effect today in Iowa that requires people attend an in-person medical visit to get abortion medications. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs reports.
The new law requires that mifepristone and misoprostol, the two medications used for abortion, are prescribed through an in-person visit and dispensed in a medical setting. Kim Yafaruzan is with the Guttmacher Institute, which supports abortion rights. She says this law doesn't stop Iowans from getting pills in the mail from providers in other states with shield laws.
We don't know, you know, how often patients are aware that that option exists and how many may still just go forth with an in-person visit because they're trying to get the health care that they need.
Abortion rights opponents say the required in-person visit will make dispensing the medication safer, as patients can be screened for complications as well as coercion and abuse. Abortion is legal in Iowa up to about 6 weeks of pregnancy with some exceptions. I'm Natalie Krebs, NPR News.
Meanwhile, Planned Parenthood is closing its Iowa City clinic, leaving only the Des Moines location for in-person services in the state. Planned Parenthood North Central States announced the closure yesterday, as well as 38 layoffs across the Midwest. The organization cited federal funding cuts and the increasing cost of supporting patients who are unable to pay. President and CEO Ruth Richardson said in a video statement that Planned Parenthood is restructuring to protect its core reproductive and sexual health care services.
We're not the cause of these conditions, but we are responsible for how we respond. We will continue to adapt, continue to serve, and continue to fight to ensure that people can get the care they need no matter what.
The clinic's closure means the state now only has two abortion clinics, the Planned Parenthood Clinic in Des Moines and the Emma Goldman Clinic in Iowa City. Last year, the nonprofit closed four locations in Ames, Cedar Rapids, Urbandale, and Sioux City. The Iowa City Clinic is set to close on July 31st. Illinois' top attorney says he's disappointed the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to preserve birthright citizenship yesterday was not a unanimous one. WBEZ's Fawa Iqbal has more.
State Attorney General Kwame Raoul says this issue is personal. His mother was a Haitian immigrant who was not yet naturalized when Raoul was born. And he says the U.S. Constitution has offered citizenship to those born on American soil since the country's founding.
It's disappointing to me that this court, this conservative court, was not abiding by the plain language of the Constitution, particularly the conservative justices, you know, who frequently go to this notion of plain language.
Raoul's office early last year filed their own lawsuit against President Trump's executive order undoing birthright citizenship. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
More triple-digit heat index values are forecast today across the region, but storm systems arriving tonight in northeast Iowa and northwest Illinois will bring some relief from the first heat wave of the summer. National Weather Service meteorologist Mike McClure in the Quad Cities says there's a potential for severe weather for Dubuque and surrounding communities.
It's like wind and potentially hail would be the main threats on that. Still some details to be worked out about that, but there will be some storm chances in the next couple of days. And the reason for why we did not at this time extend the heat warning further north was because of that storm potential Wednesday into Thursday.
An extreme heat warning remains active for the entire listening area until 10 p.m. And this is WVIK News.